fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and here we are in the home stretch, the final hour. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. And, of course, welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. And our phone number here, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. The topic that we've been discussing most of the evening has been the mark of the beast, but, you know, obviously there's so many different angles and tangents to explore that we've run the gamut here. You're more than welcome to contribute and be a part of the program. Let's get back to Steve in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so basically the only point I'm trying to make is, you know, whether you use biometrics or a chip or whatever, what they're trying to do is to get down to the individual, one specific ID for you.
Mm-hmm.
And once they can do that, then they can assign a number of 1 to 5, you know, for which family you belong to. And when they go, you know, when they want to eliminate the families they want to eliminate, you know, they'll be able to, and I think it has something to do with, like I say, the seven tribes of Judah. Maybe more of your listeners might know what I'm trying to bring across. But, for example, like this new guy that's out there now, this Obama, they're claiming that he has royal blood in him. Well, there's two ways to find out if you're connected to King Edward or not. And one is if you have documented proof through your family, you can prove that you're connected to King Edward. The other way is simply by doing a DNA test.
Yes, that's true.
Okay? Right now, even with the fastest computers we have, you just, you know, even though DNA testing is more popular and stuff right now, it still takes a day or two. It's not an instantaneous test. You know, and so what I'm trying to say is that this mark of any individual mark eventually will be tied back to your genetics, to what tribe you came from, and they're going to make their prophecy come true, and that's why this family grew, moved into the top levels of politics, law, our courts, scientific community, and the news media, and they're going to take over the world. They're doing it.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, and I think it is, because what you've just explained here is another way that this thing can be important as far as tracking and tracing, because you're right. I mean, ultimately, it does boil down to the obsessive nature of the powers that be and how they really care about bloodlines and different things like that. And I've heard this from many people. There's a, I don't know, a little secret society that you may have heard of, Skull and Bones.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, they have a chapter in Arkansas. A lot of people don't know that. It's at the University of Arkansas, and it's in the guise of a certain fraternity.
All the universities now have
either
Masons or Skull and Bones.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. A lot of people don't know that or don't believe it because they just focus on the Yale chapter. But we do have one here. And there was a guy that was contacting me on a regular basis to sort of clue me into how all this worked. And I was invited to be a member of their little group. And I turned them down, actually, during a program. It was on the air that this all happened. And people that I know were also invited to be a part of it because bloodlines were explored, and they found out that they were, they were. I don't know, qualified, I guess you could say.
Right. Well, what year was this?
This was, maybe 2003, 2002, something like that.
Well, that's just about when the genome sequence was complete.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
that's
what moves everything ahead so fast. That's why the big push for this genome sequencing.
That's
back in 1988.
Hold on a second, Steve. We got music playing in the background here. I'll hold you over, though. That's really interesting. I don't think that I have any royal blood or anything. I think I was just a pain in the ass. But anyway, they wanted to shut me up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome, my friends. Glad you're here. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. We've got some crazy wind out there. I think I heard a satellite dish fall down, but I don't think it was mine, so who cares? Let's get back to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, welcome to the show.
Okay, well, I've been on long enough. That's all I wanted to say was that these guys, you know, in the 70s and early 80s, mm-hmm. even before the genome sequence was complete, they found out a way how to expand the family, get more actual bloodline involved in this. They told them they were part of the bloodline, and then they put them in the news media, law enforcement, politics, and the scientific community. And they're going to make this happen. And, you know, this was a guy that was involved with 9/11, the anthrax attacks, and everything else. So I'll call back and tell you more about it. But I wanted to put the word out on the air because you got a lot of smart listeners out there, and if there's any holes in my story, I'm always interested. I'd love to be proven wrong.
Wow. Well, fantastic stuff, Steve. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
You've had some fascinating conversations with people.
Yes.
But, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. Excellent stuff. You know, looking at that whole thing, I guess, in essence, if you want to go and submit your DNA to this DNA database that they're doing around the country as well as around the world, you never know. Apparently, it might put you in a category of this guy's got potential. It might put you in the category of this person needs to die. It's not a chance I'm willing to take. Let's go to Gene in Texas. Gene, welcome to the show. Hello, Gene.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I enjoy your show. It's a little late, but, you know, I stay up late. I'm an old musician and never got out of the habit.
All right.
But nonetheless, I don't want to take too long. I'm not too good on the phone. You listen to the so much information and there's so much up there and you don't have time to discuss but a certain small portion of it. So I kind of just want to say I kind of agree with the guy you had a few callers back who was talking about the food. You know, they talk about this guy's hold up about the IRS, Ed mm-hmm. Brown, and mm-hmm. you got a stockpile and all that. Sooner or later, everybody's got to come out, and sooner or later, everybody's going to try to break in.
That's right.
And it's going to be total chaos, because I do tell my friends and my family, which they ignore me completely, that it wouldn't be a bad idea to store up enough food for a few days to have time to think.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Cause that's a good point.
I can guarantee you most people I know don't have enough to eat for tomorrow, hardly. You know,
that's true.
They buy what they need as they go, and you know Walmart's going to be out of... The shelves are going to be clean in the day and so on and so forth if they allow us to go and whatnot. That's just my opinion. I look at this. When I started looking at the thing and comparing it to what I see on the Daily Blab, you can see the it really bears out. The thing is, information I get on Patriot Radio, I listen on a low-power FM here in Texas. And I tell everybody I see, of course, and now they think I'm ridiculous, but I don't care. I show them the contrails, and I show them the stuff, and I, you know, tell them about the animal ID. They're protesting now. But here's my viewpoint. I do not think. I hate to say it. I don't think that they will be stopped because it's underway. They're already building it. And Perry is declaring his daily laws like Bush. They just whatever, whoever puts the money in their pocket, they write them out of immediate proclamation, you know. And, and everybody fights a little as it's being built, remind you that they are already underway. Way with the construction, and they're underway with all these things, and I believe they've come so far. They're on such a high road. Have you noticed it happens every couple of days now? I mean, enormous news that you wouldn't have believed one of them years ago.
Well said.
And now it's constant barrage. Just so much you can't keep up with it. It all
That's
runs
very true.
Together.
Very true.
Nonetheless, I don't think that we can stop them. That is not to say you shouldn't resist or fight and whatever you choose to do and draw your line wherever that may be, and I probably intend to, but I basically look at it as a death sentence, more or less, when they started on this latest row when it became so apparent what they're up to. Because they'll squeeze you out one way or the other. You'll either be, it's almost impossible now to live without breaking a law, without you even moving out of your house. I mean, they will be after you for whatever they come up with next few days, you know.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And you'll either submit or you'll go to jail or you'll face the ultimate. And, it's a sad thing to say.
Well, and that's true. But
you know it's going to happen. I mean, there's never been a time in history when corrupt governments, whether it's Hutus and Tutsis or Caesar or Nero or Herod or you name it, the Roman Empire, they always feed, you know, once you submit or once they dominate, they always become corrupt and they always start killing their citizens at will. And I don't think there's ever been a government like that that didn't, or
this
rulers.
No, you're exactly right, Gene, but there's also never been any of those examples where they've succeeded or endured.
That's true. Oh, I do think they'll fall.
Yeah.
And I don't forget the fact, I wish these people, I never realized, I feel like I'm living in a age of the invasion of the body snatchers or something. It's like everybody's... They live in a twilight zone that I can't comprehend. You know, they always eat their own, but these poor, pathetic boobs that carry out their orders don't seem to remember that they always have.
Well,
Stalin killed his general because he's jealous, and millions of others, which they don't mention too much. Most of them were just Jewish people that died in World War II, thank goodness. because that's the only pictures we see on the History Channel. It's the same pictures, but, you know, God, what, there's about 400 million they give you in the Atlas, which means there may have been a lot more. So total, you know, it's just amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Well, Gene, I appreciate the call.
Well, okay, I appreciate you taking the time. Just want to let you know there's a few of us out here.
Wonderful.
We're all trying to face it our own way, and thank you for the information. Hang in there, Frank.
Hey, thank you, brother. God bless you. And,
you too, brother.
I really appreciate it.
I still call him God.
Yeah, amen.
Okay, well, good night.
Take care. I think Gene's right. I think that, you know, at some point you do have to turn it over to God. And you know, again, is it going to get bad? Is it going to get nasty? I think it will. I just don't think it will for us. I don't know. Call it just faith. Call it stupidity. Call it wishful thinking. But I really think we're going to be okay. I don't know how else to contextualize it, except that God has promised to seal his people up. And I do think that we'll be around. I just don't think we'll be affected by all these things. So maybe it'll just be one of those incidents where we all get together at some point and we tell our stories of coincidence and how we just happened to, you know, get by. We just happened to survive by the skin of our teeth time and time and time again. But I think that will be the case. Henry in Connecticut, welcome to the show. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you didn't press a button. You pressed it just now.
No, I didn't press any button because I don't press any buttons. That's in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I just say, hello, Henry. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't come on until just now.
I gotcha. Yeah, Thomas is a little slow on the uptake sometimes.
Yeah, I know, because it goes beep like a hissing sound when you pick it up. Okay. Yeah, about Skull and Bones and Bush. I'm calling from Connecticut. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I live quite far from, a little far from New Haven, but I'm not that far, you know, mm-hmm. from Yale. But I didn't know that there was one in I think you said Arkansas?
That's where I am, yes.
Yeah, right.
University of Arkansas has one.
You said they tried to take you in.
Yes.
And then they mentioned something about bloodlines. Now, let me get this straight, because I know they're modifying the bones, man. They're modifying it. They're taking women and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because enough people really aren't interested in that stuff. You know,
it's certainly possible.
Stuff. Oh, I think so. Whether it's Luciferian or Christian, I just think a lot of these younger people, ones my age and even younger than me, like down in my early 20s, maybe a lot of them just aren't interested. Unless it's directly related to them, you know, like mm-hmm. related to Manly P. Hall or Bush mm-hmm. or Clinton or whatever. But you said they said something to you about bloodlines or something. At the time, did you have to have a certain bloodline to join, or did they were just swaying you to get you because they just wanted somebody to join them, or what?
I think it's hard to say. I mean, this is just a complete conjecture on my part. You know, I have no evidence or anything like that to speculate. Right. But I think my invitation was simply to silence me as far as the local shenanigans that were going on. But a friend of mine, he was invited because of his bloodline.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I know on that. But, yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, and there's
a
lot to it.
What is the bloodline? Who you have to be related to? Do you have to be related to Rothschild or what? That's what I'm...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. This was years ago. And
but they made it up with you. So apparently they make exceptions depending on who they want to pick.
Sure, and I think that's the case as well in other areas. I think that, you know, famous people, movie stars probably get pitched to join various clubs and whatnot. They probably get, not that I'm famous by any means, but I'm saying that people of influence and me having a radio program apparently has been a thorn in their side enough. Because we exposed a lot of it. I mean, if you look at the fraternity chapter that we're discussing here, they do have a Skull and Bones in their logo. The creek that runs behind their fraternity house is called Skull Creek, S-C-U-L-L, which Skull and Bones initially was spelled with a C and not a K. And you look at...
S-C-U-L-L.
Yes, it was initially spelled that way. Hang on a second, Henry.
Okay,
we got a short break. Folks, back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt.
Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Let's get back to our caller.
Yeah, right.
Henry in Connecticut. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. No, well, you were saying, well, what I'm saying is that, you didn't, they sort of just made that up because they just wanted you.
Made what up?
Yeah, about the bloodline stuff.
No, I didn't
say
that.
They did. No, I'm saying they did when they approached you.
No, I said they didn't say anything to me about bloodlines. They said it to a guy that I know.
Oh, I see. So they don't... Okay, so they picked you because they just wanted to pick you or offer to you.
Yeah, I don't know
why.
They
mentioned bloodlines. Okay, so maybe I misunderstood what you said on there. But to this other guy, they picked him because of bloodline.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here's the other thing I've heard, although I really don't care unless it's something really serious. But, you know, there's some funny, weird rumors going around, too, about Bush that, you know, which I don't really care one way or the other, but they're saying, you know, he could be gay and he could be this, and he's into perversion, him and his father, and whatever. And I don't know, you know, I've heard stuff about congressmen, you know, get whipped or beaten or whatever, or whatever they need or whatever the case is. But this was a little more extreme, in the sense that they're saying that it's not like just somebody, you know, even in the mid-teens or late teens, like, but that they're like him and his father could be really, that doesn't mean all Bonesmen are, though, I'm sure not, that they're really like hardcore pedophiles. Like,
that wouldn't surprise me.
You saying it wouldn't surprise you?
No.
All right, but how could you? All right, well, why would you say that? I'm just curious. I mean,
well,
how could you tell? You know,
because there are sex rituals that are involved. Now, I've never heard anything about children per se, but the sex rituals, you'd have to think that at some level, if you can be involved in one level of perversion, could you not also be involved in another?
Yeah, but if it's sex rituals, like you're talking about like a Wicca kind of sex magic, isn't that like with the Bonesmen, wouldn't that be like male and female, or is this something
male and
weird
female
and abstract?
Can be, male and female can be pedophilia as well, my friend.
Well, no, not if they're both of age, though. That's what I'm asking.
Pedophilia. That's what you said.
Right,
right,
that's what they accuse Bush of. But
right, right.
You're
what I'm
saying that the rituals that they take place, that they do in Skull and Bones, I've never heard of it being pedophilia.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
What I
said
was
sexual rituals.
Hold on a second now. Let me finish and listen. What I said was is that one level of perversion, and they do sex rituals.
Okay.
If they're doing that already, then it's not hard to believe that they would involve pedophilia as well. Now, as far as homosexuality, I've heard that as well. So I don't know if that's true, but again, homosexuality and pedophilia are two completely different things.
Yes, that's true. But all right. But when you say they do sex rituals, though, mm-hmm. when I think of that, I'm thinking like a male and female of people older or adults. Now,
right.
What I'm asking is that, do you know that there's a certain type of sexual ritual that's not of the norm? That's what I'm asking. And then that's why I'm saying, why would you think they would be pedophilia?
Yes.
They would also do pedophilia. That's why I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay, like what? I mean, let's say in a clean way, you can't describe it. What is it? Is it a homo? Is it something?
No, I could describe what I know. It's just that, you know, again, you know,
what? I don't know. That's what I mean.
Well, no, and I understand that. It's just that, you know, I mean, it's not like this is necessarily a family show per se, but at the same time, I'm not going to get into graphic details. I'm glad that you're.
Well, you can describe it in a clean way, though. I mean,
in
a proper medical way. There's a way you could describe it without going into, like.
You know, they have websites that will answer all your questions, Henry.
Oh, they do. I didn't know that. I thought this stuff would get killed if you mentioned some of this stuff. I mean, on the web, I'm saying, you know, they would go after them or something.
Here's what I'll say.
Okay.
There are sex rituals, and they involve many people. They're videotaped and used in conjunction with, I guess you could say, urging someone to do something that you want them to do in the future.
Okay.
Blackmail.
Right.
That sort of thing.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, if I was approached by Skull and Bones and I came in the tomb and joined them, I would participate in these rituals, and I would be videotaped or maybe DVD recorded or whatever they use, film, whatever. And after I become a member and stuff, if I did something they didn't like or exposed one of my brethren or something, they could expose me in this video.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, let's say you want to you're a politician. Let's say you're president.
Right.
Let's say you're
a
congressman.
Political.
Yeah.
Right.
And they may want you to vote a certain way or pass a certain thing. I mean, who knows what it is? I don't know if it's ever been used, but I do know that it's videotaped. So, you know.
But if it's still male and female or something of a consenting adult, I still see if I'm a politician, even if I'm single, I don't see how that's going to, how that would, they could really use that to blackmail me unless it's something.
You think so? All right,
no,
let me give you an example.
Okay.
And again, just completely making it up off the top of my head.
Okay.
Let's say a candidate's running for office, like the president,
right.
And you've got your Democrat contender, your top number one guy or girl, and Republican number one guy or girl.
Right.
And let's say a videotape comes out that involves multiple people, consenting or otherwise. You don't think that's aberrant?
I don't know if it's adult, so if I was getting...
aberrant, meaning unusual. Never mind.
Okay.
We have to take a break. Well, hold on. We'll be right back, folks, with Henry's sex-obsessed program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
I won't take all that they hand me down. They kind of smile, though I will frown. And I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
Folks, glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Let's get back to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, no, what I was saying is this, is that if you remember the thing with Clinton, I believe that was staged anyway. I mean, it might have been real, but I believe they released it 4 or 5 years later after in the media. As a diversion, okay, I understand that. So he could bomb the crap out of Iran, I mean, not Iran, Sudan, that thing in Sudan, and the other thing that Clinton was doing with the bombing. It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't to get off Monica Lewinsky. It was the other way around. These Illuminati people were using the Monica Lewinsky thing so that the people be so consumed with all that, and then Clinton does his other damage. But
can you imagine, I mean, look at the damage it did cause, and keep in mind the other thing. What if that was videotaped?
It was laughable. So that's what I'm saying.
Why is it perjury's laughable?
Oh, not well. The perjury stuff came later after the court, but I'm talking about the whole Monica thing.
Uh-huh.
I've talked to a lot of people. I would just, you know, interview and talk to different people on the phone and so forth. And a lot of them just thought that stuff with Clinton was funny. Now, on the other hand, if he had harmed someone, raping, now the other thing happened with the attempted rape, or if, let's say, this was somebody really, 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 really young girl, like a 12-year-old or 11-year-old, something like that. Something really serious or criminal, then that's different. So that's why I'm saying
the
Skull and Bones thing. If they're making a video,
I don't know if
these bonesmen doing orgies. I'm saying, how could they use that as a way to threaten, even if they're in political office?
Well, I mean,
you know, I would think they would kill you first. I think that would be something that would use as a power, you know, as a withholding. And
absolutely.
Sex thing, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure that that's true, too. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to it.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of threats involved that they can, you know, they can destroy your political career with rumors. They can probably do a great many things. It's just probably one thing in many that they can do. But, you know, we don't know exactly the extent to which the rituals go. I mean, it's not something I've ever wanted to see or be a part of. Although
right,
I probably
you definitely know for a fact from inside information, every new group of people they initiate, okay, in these rituals, that it does have to be either videotaped or filmed in some way. It's not totally private. That means that there may be somebody has a copy of this somewhere.
That's my understanding, but again, I wouldn't say definitively for a fact because, again, it's hearsay, honestly.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I wasn't there.
But there's nothing like that on the Internet or some actual film, okay.
If you want to dig it up, let me know.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't typed in, Illuminati sex tape into Google yet, but, I suppose the night is young.
I know there's a guy named Sutton who wrote a book on skulls.
Yes, Anthony Sutton.
And by the way, it's not the thing underneath the skull, the numbers, it's not 666, even though 666 is a number with the, I'm so tired, I'm sick of that number, too. I'm sick of even with the Washington Monument, a guy told me, underneath the ground, below it, is exactly 111 feet. And then above it, from the grass going up, is exactly 550 feet. So you know that it all adds up. The number 666. But I'm so sick of that number and that crap. But anyway, what I was going to say is that the number was 642 or something like that to that Greek the Greek philosopher. What's his name? Demetrius, it's a D name. And the skull and bones, actually, that's used many symbols of pirates. The Knights Templar used it. There's some good people that use it, too. It's just like even some guys in rock bands. But some of the Illuminati people use it, too. It's very ancient. But theirs is behind it, like a webbing of some kind. Okay, I'll let you go. I got to go. You know you have other calls.
Thank you, Henry.
Okay,
appreciate the call.
Care. Bye. Have a nice call.
You
have
too.
Have a nice day. Bye.
You too. George in New York, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frankie.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Fine. George from New York again. Can I call you Francis now and then?
Absolutely.
Great Archangel Francis, your patron, Francis of Assisi. They say he got the throne of life, light that poor Lucifer lost. You ever heard that?
No, I've never heard that.
Well, it's many Catholics in Catholic area believe that. I'm not from the Roman Empire Catholic. I mean the family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that kind of family either.
You are from New York.
I'm just a believer. But anyway, Henry, who just called, I'll put a link up there on for the bloodlines on your forum. There is a forum. You go to Frankie's site of... Frankie's site, and there's a forum in this chat room in case people don't know.
Hmm.
And I'll put the link over there. I just got had to do an update on Firefox. So in half an hour, I'll have the link for Skolnick Reports and others. He can find out his info there. The one from Puberty with George Bush, who has my compassion, and so does Victor Rash, who they were together, it said, from Puberty, through high school, through Yale, through Skull and Bones, and what was he, mayor or the governor of Tennessee or something? Mm-hmm. It slips my Victor Ash. You heard of that, right?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, Skolnick wasn't saying it then. That somebody put it on the Internet and everybody said it. It has to be so because it would have been denied if it wasn't.
Interesting.
They were buddies from puberty, and which is very, very, you know, lofty on that degree, if you can accept that. But on the other hand, it's hypocrisy because he puts other people down for doing the same thing he did. But they're supposedly pals since puberty.
Wow.
Terrible.
Very interesting.
On another hand, I don't put them down. I think they have my compassion wherever they are. I'm not for hanging nobody, just for the record. Any of these sites they put up, I don't validate all the info there. You've got to go find it. And the truth is in your heart. It's in your being. And find your truth. For you, your own
Bravo.
Truth.
Well
and
said.
On the bloodlines, I looked your name up, Whalen, on a list I have. I'm going to post that Bloodlines list also in the forum, your forum. I looked you up. You weren't there. If you want to tell me any of the other names, I'll look at it right now, or you can go and look if it's personal. I'm double Bloodline myself, and to me, I don't buy that satanic stuff, even though some members of the family are quite diabolical. I believe we're the House of David and the House of the Merovingians. Have almost completely every European ancestry is bloodline to you Merovingian, and most of Africa, and we're moving into Asia, and the and I can't use that word too well, indigenous, you know, the native
indigenous
people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's the House of David, and when we realize what we are all royal, we're all gods, as Jesus said, John 10:3-4, and I think we ought to get our act together.
Well said.
And I love when you're saying don't be afraid because it's not going to hit us. I buy into that because the Blessed Mother, our pal, I think I have a link there on Mother Earth. She's us and we're her and we're God and God is us, so to speak. We're all one. Mm-hmm. But we have our precious individuality, our personality. But she said for hundreds of years, and part of my words, but this is the way it always came to me. She said, when the victory's in their hand, they will have it. That's where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm going to come and I'm going to snatch it right out of their hand because it's mine. And I love that language when she talks like that, too. You know, because I don't believe it's going to happen, even though on another hand, I warn people, your children and grandchildren, like I said to your first call, what are you going to sit in another dimension and watch your robotic grandchildren?
Yeah.
Because you didn't do nothing. But some of us, and it may be only one listener out there, when we have a certain amount of people, like our friend Alan Watts Fund is saying, that there's not many who are the controller level, who control the elite, the Illuminati, they control the elite, they control the masses.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have, you know, a certain amount of us, that's why they're afraid of us, because it's our minds. Mm-hmm. When they come dancing by George Bush, Billy Clinton, I say, hey, no, I ain't buying into your stuff. You know, the world that they're living in is a matrix. It's a phony baloney matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
The whole thing, even religion, which I have respect for the word, wherever it is, and I've seen it in Mad Magazine, but the religious program, and like I said to you before, Francis Bacon, they edited the Bible, Freemasons, the King James Version, and people are adoring that as if it was God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. I happen to believe Jesus is the Son of God who came in the flesh of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and it's God made man, but God is everything. God is in every atom, the 100 trillion interconnected life forms in us. God is in every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think we should be afraid. I love when you keep saying that. What are you being afraid? I think of this Antichrist talk as all silly idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody with this kind of power, that's ridiculous. And then they'll go and try to prove it to you. Well, what are they doing? Creating, and that's why it's an idol that they're creating.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than saying, oh, no, we're going to win, like you say, we will win. Somehow we will win.
Yeah.
And all this trash talk about Georgie Bush and his father, hey, so they got caught in that. They have us enslaved. They're enslaved. They have my compassion. They're just enslaved on another level.
Mm-hmm.
And the controllers who do this, they're enslaved, too, because they're not getting off this planet until they surrender.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the universe is quite a big place, and this is only one of many universes. The idea is to get multidimensional, you know, that you're in many worlds or thoughts at once, and they're all working in sync, you know? And, you know, but the people should, you know, think about, is your mind your mind? Is your thoughts your thoughts? You know, think about it. Do you really know? Do you really, you know, you claim you know. Do you really know? I'm working at this 40 years. You know, I'm over 60, and I woke up in San Francisco in 68, and you know, I'm working at it, and it's getting better and better, but it really takes time, and it takes being around people who are very, very aware to grow. But I love, again, I want to applaud you when you say, we're going to win. Don't be afraid. Hey, what are they going to do, take this castle of clay?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well said.
You're a supernatural being, and you're Frankie, or you're the little angel of light, huh?
Well,
you know, and
you.
When you get there with Francis, guess who's up there, you know, because Calvary, we were all forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you think? Daddy came down and went through what he went through, you know? Are you familiar with Mary Agreda?
No.
Well, what was that movie, The Passion? Mel Gibson? Was it Mel Gibson who did that?
Yes.
And he said he had access to Mary Agreda, the City of God, and Catherine Emmerich. Well, in Mary Agreda, the City of God, she had Mary... the Blessed Virgin Mary, Maria, had Lucifer stay at Calvary, and after it was all over, she still wouldn't let him leave, and then she gave him the great role. He said, and Mary agreed to said it, and this is wild. He says, do you know who that is? Do you know what he just did? And he's talking to all of us, old sweet Lucifer, male and female, you know, an angel, an archangel. We should have some respect, even though they fell. You know, but do you know who that is? Do you know what he just did? Do you know what Jesus did at Calvary? I mean, no one's going to top that. This is the mighty God. He hung up there and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You know, and was that Jesus speaking or Mary? That's what they say he said, you know, by the way. But I know he forgave us because of our mother. I mean, really, I mean, what kind of God have they given us? You know, this God of hatred, this God of violence. You know, God has his dark side too, so to speak. But, you know, we're here to bring the light to it, right?
I'm not sure even where you're going, George.
You're not sure? I just did it. I just brought the light to the dark side.
Oh. Well.
You know, I mean, if you can't accept that, then go and ask Francis, because Francis says, what kind of brother would I be if I didn't get you all forgiven? Saint Teresa would say the same thing. Hmm. What kind of sister, even though maybe you've been indoctrinated by the Catholics, your background, you know, fire and brimstone and do it our way or you go to hell. Well, you know, I stopped buying into that when Francis took me up on the mountain and showed me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Brother Francis, I've always loved him since 68. He was waking me up, you know, woke me up. And Francis is a brother. And like when he was on the earth, they wanted to make him a priest. And he told him, no, I think I'm called to be a brother. You know, he was horrified by what happened to the Franciscans that he made.
Mm-hmm.
Horrified. And then J.C., Jesus, appeared to Francis, says, don't worry, Francis, I'll give you daddies and mommies and sisters and brothers and babies till the end of time and forever and evermore, so don't worry about what you see, because you'll soon be with me anyway, because he was quite a character. Because, you know, if we just live the family truth, you know, like Jesus and Mary with the animals and the whole family together, if we all just loved each other and other creatures, that people want to go, I want to go out to space, I want to build the androids. But what about the flies and the bees and the ants and the birds? These other creatures here that we see every day. I mean, people live with animals, dogs and cats, and they don't even, you know, they are talking to them, but then again, they play the game. I wouldn't have a bird and put the bird in the cage, you know?
Hmm.
I mean, it's here and now. The kingdom of God is right here, the kingdom of love. Our God is a lover, the best.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better than Jesus.
You know, well said.
You know, I mean, and the other thing that I said, please don't get mad at me. Because
I'm not mad.
No, I mean people in the audience, because when you go and figure it all out, what kind of father, what kind of daddy, what kind of mommy, what kind of sister, what kind of brother would you be if you didn't forgive a baby? And the story they gave us, that poor Lucifer was one of the great lovers. And the fall was all over because of Mary. Lucifer wanted that role, the mother, being the mother of God. She's got the motherhood of God. You know, she's everything. She's Mother Earth. She's mother of creation. She's mother to every creature. And she says, you all are too with me. You know?
You sound very Catholic in your belief as well.
Well, no, I pray the rosary, but I don't participate in their idolatry and their madness, you know. I gave that up. I mean, the best priest I ever met told me, don't go. They're not giving you what they're saying. Who are they to tell you? And this is the greatest priest. I don't want to get him in trouble. They'll ban him to Africa and make sure he becomes a martyr. But he has himself pretty, you know. But this is going back 30 years with him. I'm still in touch with him. I mean, great, great guy. But he knows the dilemma. But he told me. He says, Jesus is going to make you free. Don't fright him. And he when I finally told him, hey, how could this John Paul II, right? I mean, they killed John Paul I. He let him get away with it. But Mary asked for the consecration of Russia. He says he loves Mary, but he never did it. You know, he jumped the Blessed Virgin. He jumped all of us over this Fatima consecration. If people study that, they might understand what I'm meaning. And, you know, I mean, these guys and this guy who's in there, I mean, Mother Mary was saying through all these messages, what you got to, hey, anybody can talk and say they're talking, but, you know, I listen to everybody, but for 10 or 20 years, she said the guy who's coming after John Paul II was a super Ratzinger, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, So, I mean, I don't even recognize him. I don't even know if he's a valid priest in their economy. You know, the Catholic Church, the economy, the way it's structured, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant operation. But the ones on top realize that they've got themselves entrapped. It's such a brilliant thing. But we are all priests. We are. Like, you know, they always said, maybe you heard, if there was no Catholics left but you were the last one, Frankie, you'd be the Pope, right? You know? But, I mean, the priest, the body and blood is in you.
I'm still waiting for my excommunication letter. I haven't gotten that yet.
Hey, I read these cats who were smart on the net. One said, excommunicate me for talking like this. One said, hey, excommunicate me from your pedophile practices and everything else that you've done through the ages. And they have my compassion. But if they don't want to release every prisoner, which is the gospel message that they gave us, I mean... Hey, it's really ridiculous. I mean, the whole scene, they have my compassion, super, super compassion to everybody, and I have to have compassion to myself. Otherwise, you get mad and angry, and what good are you then?
Very well said. George, we're up to a break here, my friend, and then we got to wrap up the show.
Okay, brother. Listen, the forum, and throw a little shout for the chat room and forum that you got now, huh?
I didn't even know we had one, so this is all news to me. So thanks for the call.
The war man put it up there. There's a link to the forum, and from the forum, you'll see the chat rooms. There's four chat rooms.
Okay. Well, it's news to me. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it and appreciate the information. Folks, stay with us. We're back in three.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The needle on my record.
Welcome back, folks. Tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and sometimes it just does seem like a night show. I apologize we didn't get a chance to get into these audio clips that I'd promised you. I apologize, but we'll do it next week, okay? Hopefully Monday. Yeah, I know I have 2 minutes, but let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Take about 5 minutes at least in order to get to all of them. Plus, of course, I have to comment on each and every one, but, you know, we'll do it. We'll do it Monday, okay? I promise you that. And you're going to find it to be quite interesting and quite entertaining, I think, as well. You know, my take on the whole thing is this. Look, everybody is entitled to their own opinion, entitled to find their own way. Some people choose shortcuts like the Mark of the Beast will be. Or you can choose the road less traveled. You can choose the way of hardship. You know, the Son of God, Jesus, said that no servant is greater than their master. And that means that, you know, he had a rough road to walk, my friends. And we do, too. It doesn't mean it's going to be impossible. Okay? It's going to be rough. It's going to be bumpy. It's not going to be smooth and paved and well-worn. It's going to be some difficult times. But there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great thing. You know, what we've talked about here is the mark of the beast as a shortcut, and that's exactly what it is. These secret societies, those are also shortcuts, okay? And you know what? My opinion of it, and it's just my opinion, I think the organized religions are shortcuts as well. People would like to be in a groupthink mentality. They would like to be in a situation where they're with people who they feel are holy, and therefore they feel that they get an extra amount of holiness by being around holy people. Sort of like salvation by association, right? They don't want to be judged in a group, but they'll be, you know, they want to be patted on the back in a group. And a lot of people say, well, I just feel that God is more present in that situation. I just feel differently. I feel that God is everywhere. You know, I go outside on a beautiful day. I feel it, you know. I see it. I pray. I feel it. It's just an amazing experience. So I choose to strike out on my own. I choose to walk alone. And is it lonely for people like us? Absolutely. But, you know, I do my own research. I find my own path. I make my own decisions, free of any influence other than God's. And ultimately, it'll just be down to he and I at some point. He'll say, Frank, you know, let's talk about it. Here are the things you did. Here's what we need to discuss. And hey, I've made my share of mistakes, and I know I'll make many, many, many more in the future. But at least they'll be mine. It's not going to be a priest telling me what to do or what to think or what to feel. It's not going to be a politician telling me, take this mark of the beast and like it. I refuse. I refuse. Absolutely refuse. And I do so fearlessly, and I do so with a yawn, because I'm not sweating any of this stuff. As George had said, I always talk about not being afraid. I think it's vital that we have that. And the best way to do that is to understand some things. And yes, you can really get bogged down in some of the legalisms and, well, does this mean this and this translated means that and this could be this and this could be that. Well, you know, go with your instincts. You know, that's the Holy Spirit acting upon you, is telling you and leading you in certain directions. And if you think the Mark of the Beast is a microchip, don't take it. And if you think that the Mark of the Beast is something else, maybe something that'll come in the future, a little more distant, a little more fitting the parameters. I don't know. I don't know how anything could fit the parameters more than the microchip. But either way, you know, if they tell me I can't buy and I can't sell, guess what? There's a lot of us out there, and we'll feel differently about it. Have a great one.